Oh, great, you're all here.
I was just thinking that myself.
I have some exciting news.
Your blue ox came home?
That's funny.
What's going on, Robert?
I just got a call from the FBI.
Oh, my gosh.
The captain has connections there, and he recommended me. Today, Special Agent Thomas Garfield called to set up a job interview.
Robert, that is fantastic.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe it. We have a meeting tomorrow morning. This is going to be great. I'm going to get a good shave. I'm going to put on my lucky suit. And Ma, what do you say? I'll come over early and you'll make me breakfast? I'm thinking funny shaped pancakes.
Of course, dear. I'm just surprised about all of this. I thought you were going to do your 20 years and then retire.
Yeah, I know. But Ma, this is the FBI. I mean, this is like a whole new phase in my life. Robert Barone, part two.
This time... he's fatter.
Good pancakes.
Yeah. Juice?
What?
You gonna have some juice?
Oh, no.
Because I was just thinking you might want some before your big FBI interview.
No, actually, I'm feeling pretty good.
Get me some juice.
There you go.
Oh, great, Ma. Thanks for ironing that for me.
Okay. Put that on. And put this trench coat on over it.
Nah, don't need it. Just my lucky suit.
Yes, but I think you should wear this coat because it makes you look very FBI-ish.
All right.
No. Put it on now. So you get used to it.
Well, can I finish my breakfast first?
Sure.
How about my juice?
All right.
Hey! What happened to the back of your jacket?
Frank!
What? You got a big burn mark on the back of your jacket.
What? Oh, my God! Mom, what happened?
I think that was already there.
Mom!
I had the television on. And a commercial for some sports program came on, and it said that Raymond was going to be on it.
Oh, my God.
But he never told me. And I started to wonder why I have to hear about it on TV instead of him telling me.
So you burned my lucky suit?
I was distracted. Did he tell you anything about being on a sports program?
Who cares?
Don't yell at me. The person we should be upset with is Raymond.
This was my lucky suit.
Well, I think you're down to lucky pants.
What happened, Ma? You ruined my lucky suit, the most important day of my life.
How many times do I have to apologize?
What am I going to do?
Well, you're going to go and change. What? You don't need a lucky suit. You're a wonderful boy.
And you're a wonderful ironer.
That's enough, Frank.
Now I gotta go through my interview in an unlucky suit.
Just because you're not wearing your lucky suit doesn't mean that whatever you do wear will be unlucky.
Look at my life. All my other clothes are unlucky.
I feel terrible.
It'll be all right. Listen, get me some juice.
Stupid suit. I hate you.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Special Agent Garfield.
Lieutenant Robert Barone.
Were you just saying something?
No. Just sitting here, quietly.
You didn't say, I hate you, I hate you?
Oh. No.
Why don't we get started?
All right. So what's that, my permanent record?
Yes. Let's see. 19 years NYPD, no disciplinary actions, 11 commendations. Very nice.
Yes, the commendations are nice. But really, the job, is its own reward.
Well, that's the kind of attitude we look for around here. It's about teamwork, being part of a team.
Your water?
Oh, thank you so much.
And this fax came for you, sir?
Yeah.
So, as I was saying...
Is this a joke?
Excuse me?
Dear FBI Agent Garfield, I'm writing to ask for your understanding. You have an interview this morning with my son, Robert Barone. I think you will find Robert to be an exceptional candidate for the job. He is hardworking, brave, and handsome. But I feel I have hurt his chances somewhat. You see, he has a lucky suit. And while I was ironing this morning, I ruined it. He was very upset, so he might be a little distracted. Please don't hold this against him. If anything, blame me. I don't mind, I'm used to it. Of course, it's also my other son, Raymond Barone's fault. He's a famous sports writer. Perhaps you've heard of him. But mostly, I'm to blame. I only wanted Robert to look his best. Thank you for understanding. Sincerely, Marie Barone.
Oh, God.
Please ask Robert to forgive me. I tried, but it'll mean more coming from you. Please forgive your mother.
Mom, I didn't purposely not tell you I was going to be on TV. I just forgot.
Then maybe I'll just forget to watch.
Fine, don't watch.
Fine, I won't. What time is it on? Oh, Robbie, you scared me. How did your interview go?
Come here, let me tell you about it.
Didn't it go well?
Oh, it was going okay. And then Agent Garfield read me a letter about Crazy Robert in his lucky suit.
What?
I never said crazy.
Well, Mom, what did you do?
She faxed the FBI a letter about how she ruined my lucky suit.
I wasn't sure it went through. It's the first time I ever used a fax machine.
Marie, why don't you go into the kitchen? And Robert, how about you just stay here and maybe blink a few times?
Why would you do it? Why would you send a letter? The guy looked at me like I was the pathetic candy-ass mama's boy.
Then he seems awfully critical.
He's the FBI, Ma! I wasn't applying for a job at the Gap!
Frank, turn the television off.
Why?
Because we're talking.
So I'll turn it up louder. Hey!
Frank, Robert's meeting didn't go very well.
What meeting? With the FBI, Dad. Pay attention.
Hey, you know what? I'll take his cluelessness over her sabotage any day of the week.
My what?
You heard me. You're sabotage. You're a saboteur. Saboteur!
I don't understand. I'm just trying to help you.
Oh, help. 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 You're trying to help me? Help? Help? Like the guy who shaved your ankles before the electric chair? Is that the kind of help? That's not a help. Why do I owe you?
All right. You're upset because you feel your interview didn't go as well as it could. And I'm sorry, too. But that doesn't give you the right to lash out at me.
Listen to me, woman! Now, if this is the only time that you ever screwed me up, I just would have gone home and said, oh, that mom. But this is just the latest in your psychotic series of attempts to keep me down!
Robert, I think you're getting carried away.
Deborah, please, we're talking.
Oh, come on, Deb. Come on. You know how she is. Now's your chance. Tell her how you feel. Tell her. It's time to rise up. Cast off the shackles.
Easy there, Spartacus.
Yeah, Robert, in hindsight, maybe faxing that letter wasn't the best idea, but I think Marie was only trying to help.
Whoa, wait a minute. You're going to stand there and tell me that she doesn't wrap her tentacles around every part of your life and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze? Is that what you're going to tell me right now?
Okay, but she's not a saboteur.
Robbie, please, why would I want to keep you from getting that job?
So you could keep your family the way you like it, with you sitting on top, Queen Marie.
This is crazy talk.
Oh, yeah? Everyone else isn't below you? Look, here's little Prince Raymond, heir to the throne.
What throne?
Shut up! And then you have your court jester with this bald head and weighty behind. And then there's me. The peasant, the serf, and God forbid I should move up just a little because it might upset your perfect order.
Oh, you can't actually believe that.
What am I supposed to believe?
Well, I would never.
No, look, enough! Just stay out of my life.
All right, then. If that's what you want.
That's what I want.
I really think the FBI could use my son.
Mrs. Barron.
Now, I know he overreacted a little to my letter, but I think he'd be an asset to your organization.
Yeah, Mrs. Barron.
So could you pick up the phone and
Ms.
call?
Mrs. Barron.
Yes?
How did you get in here?
Well, I talked to the men up front, and I told them I had to speak to you about my son, Robert. And they asked me if I was the lucky suit lady, which I guess I am. So I said yes, and they smiled and they let me in.
Bastards.
I wanted to talk to you face to face. That letter, I just scribbled that out to get to as fast as I could.
Mrs. Barone, I'm trying to understand why you're really here.
I'm a mother. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You have a picture of your dear mother looking at you every day.
That's my wife.
A handsome woman.
Mrs. Barone, I'm beginning to think you really don't want your son to have this job.
Did Robbie tell you to say that to me? Frank, did my husband call you?
No, I'm just looking at the evidence.
Evidence? What evidence?
Well, you did ruin his lucky suit.
Well, that was an accident.
Or part of a pattern of behavior.
Yes, love, love, love.
Then you wrote this letter, which you said you scribbled out in a hurry.
That's right.
Mrs. Barone, I spent a year teaching handwriting analysis at the academy.
I always got A's in penmanship, so I don't know where you're going with this.
This letter was written with a cool and purposeful hand.
No, I was in a rush.
And then, even though Robert told you the letter embarrassed him, now you arrive in person.
I wanted to fix what I did. I made cookies. Double chocolate chip.
Mrs. Barone, you seem like an intelligent woman.
Thank you. Have a cookie.
do you really think that a mother interfering to the extent that you have could possibly help a man get a job with the FBI? There's something else going on.
He was supposed to retire. He's a year away from not being a police officer, which means I could stop worrying about him every second of the day. I want him to be safe. Now he wants to go from one dangerous job to another. How long do I have to walk around with a knot in my stomach? Forever? I can't do it anymore. It's too much. But he wants this job. It'll make him happy. And he should be happy. So, yes, he should have this job. Please give him this job.
I can't do that.
No, what? No, don't blame him. You can punish me. Put one of those tracking things on my legs. So I can't get out of the house. And if you met my husband, you know that's punishment enough.
Mrs. Barone, the reason your son isn't getting this job has nothing to do with you. He's a fine officer. It's just that there are better qualified candidates for the position.
Better qualified than my Robbie?
Yes.
All right, let me tell you something. My Robbie's too good for you. Hello, Robbie.
Hey.
May I come in? I made your cookies, double chocolate chip.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking about what you said. About me sabotaging you. And although I'm not crazy about the word sabotage, maybe I understand now what you meant.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. See, after you said it, I went for a drive. And I stopped at that diner on Roosevelt Boulevard for a cup of coffee and some banana cream pie. And all of a sudden, I thought, my gosh, maybe Robbie is right.
Really?
It just hit me all of a sudden.
Really? At a diner over banana cream pie.
It's funny how the mind works.
It didn't happen at the FBI office of agent Tom Garfield about 35 minutes ago?
No, I think it was the diner. All right, so I went to visit him. Love makes you do crazy things sometimes.
Banana cream pie.
How did you find out?
He called me.
What? How dare he stick his nose into my business?
Look, Ma, he told me what you said.
Well, he's a liar.
Look, Ma, he told me how you feel about my job.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
I know. Thanks.
So you're going to work now?
Yep.
Well, then you...
Oh, be careful. Come on, I'll walk into your car.
Listen, just so you know, I didn't make everything up. I really did stop for pie.
That's okay.
But it was coconut. I don't know why I changed it.
Here, Uncle Robert.
Hey, what's this?
I heard about your lucky suit, so I made you this lucky hat.
Oh, so sweet.
Well, thanks, Jeffrey.
Yeah, lucky hat.
Oh, that is so sweet of him. That means so much.
Here comes Raymond.
Game chat will not be seen tonight, so that we can bring you continuing the full election coverage.
I was funny too. I was good on it. I was funny.
Tomorrow on Dawson's Creek, it's a night of first dates, fistfights, and funky music featuring pop stars, No Doubt. Then, Helena goes undercover to help Detective Reese bust a violent gang on Birds of Prey. New WB Wednesday, tomorrow at 8, only on the WB 11.